This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation for more than one reason. You know, you really need to be involved. You really need to be engaged. You really need to make sure that you've got the, and don't just spew party line. Make sure you've got the information you actually need to make a difference and to speak. When you just throw stuff out there and you don't really have any proof, or you're just throwing party line out there, it doesn't help anybody. It does absolutely nothing for anybody. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, whether it comes to voter fraud, what's going on, you know, in your area, and you see it coming up and you see it happening, open your mouth and say something. Because you have never seen a party you know like you're going to see coming up here shortly. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the left. I mean, on the right. But I'm saying that because it's true. They've already started. You think about this. This is going to be the party of double I. Impeach and investigate. Or investigate and impeach. Whatever way works for them. They don't really care. They're already talking about, as you know, impeaching Kavanaugh. Continuing on to impeach Trump. Nancy Pelosi said that Trump could still be impeached even if Mueller doesn't find anything wrong with him. For what? Eating too much ice cream when dignitaries are in town? I mean, really, for what? This is what hate does to you. Hate makes you willing to do anything, anyhow, any way. And it's just so wrong. And that's one of the things we're gonna talk about and beat up this hour. Is how many of these things are really... Do you want... Why wouldn't the Dems... Help me answer this question, especially if you're on the left. Why would you not want to help solidify the unemployment rate? Why would you want to help make sure that people are getting more money in their wallets? I mean, Nancy wants to sweep the crumbs off the floor and then probably take the bread off the table, too, because that's not good enough for you. So she says. So the first things that they're talking about already doing, impeach Kavanaugh, impeach Trump. They want to investigate why Comey got fired, how that went down. They want to investigate the whole Russian situation. And the funny thing about those two in particular, they want you to stay away from Rosenstein. I'm sorry. However, he was the one who approved the dossier. He was the one that approved going forward, giving the false information to the FISA court. He signed all of that. He was the one that recommended that Comey be fired. So his hands are all over this. And they don't want him to recuse himself. But they want to investigate it some more. Okay, go for it. They want an investigation into why Sessions was asked to resign or was fired. Well, that's been going on for a long time. Now, remember when Comey was fired, they kept saying what? That the president was impeding the investigation, right? He was getting in the way of the investigation. Last I checked, the investigation was going on. I didn't know it was being done just by Comey. And the same thing with Sessions. I did not know that Sessions was the only one doing the investigation. They went on to say, or as they're saying now as the days go on, they're going to investigate the attack on CNN from the president. That's right. There's got to be an ulterior motive there somewhere. Not trying to protect the American people at all. Can you imagine any reporter speaking to President Obama at 50% of what Acosta threw at Trump the other day, the way he treated Trump? Can you imagine? And don't give me this horse pucky stuff that Obama was, no, he had people taken out. He had people thrown out. He had people not allowed back in. So don't do that. Remember the African-American reporter he had removed, physically removed? Yeah, female, right, that's right, an African-American female reporter, you're right. And that's the most important part out, right? They want to investigate Trump's hostility towards Amazon, a big supporter of the Democrats, the Democrats, period. He wants to know why the Postal Service gives them such a big break and nobody else. That's a bad question to ask, I guess. They want to investigate why AT&T and Time Warner, why the president's administration wouldn't let that go through. Gave them a hard time. What they don't want you to know is that, guess who owns CNN? Time Warner. So why would CNN, shouldn't CNN recuse themselves? Based on what the Democrats say is cause for a recusal. They want to investigate the Putin meeting. This is what you're going to see for 2 years. Not one plan. They have 85 subpoenas already written out and ready to go after Trump. And I'll bet you there won't be one, not one, investigation for voter fraud. Not one. But, my friends, this is where I get to have a lot of fun. You Republicans screwed this up big time. You had 2 years to pull together and get these investigations done, get the subpoenas done, get people locked up and put away, or made deals with them to come forward with truth, and you did none of it because you were afraid. And look what happened. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the great job you didn't do. Oh, no, I got a lot more to vent on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, and it's constant. You got to keep the pressure up constant. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Give me your email address. Give me your email address just once a week. I send it out once a week. I think you can deal with that. What do you think? Right? I mean, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me, but you got to get involved. You've got to be engaged. You've got to be ready to fight. And the only way you're ready to fight is if you get some information. So the Dems are ready to investigate Trump on every corner. Let me see if I can get this. You know, if this happens the first time, I will be totally freaked out because I won't believe it. Here we go.
We will strive for bipartisanship. We believe that we have a responsibility to seek common ground where we can. Where we cannot, we must stand our ground.
There is no common ground. She could care less. Right? Think about it.
Stand our ground.
It sounded like a qualified call for compromise from the presumed next Speaker of the House. But minutes after the President tweeted the conciliatory, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be chosen Speaker of the House, the likely next chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Elijah Cummings, signaled a different approach. Quote, I want to probe senior administration officials across the government, as well as President Trump's decisions to act in his own financial self-interest.
I love this because he also said today, Elijah Cummings, that is, the guy who can't find his own area, right? He also said today that he wasn't gonna throw out subpoenas, giving out candy. He was gonna do them judiciously. He was gonna pay attention. He was gonna watch. It's like, really, seriously, you guys think by lying to yourself it makes it better? By making it sound better, it actually is better. Well, it's not. We already know what you're gonna do because you've said it over and over and over again. Like I said, they're not gonna work towards making the economy better, making it better for middle America, making it better for the average American. They had 8 years to do it. He didn't do it. I am almost inclined, I know some of you are going to get mad at me, but I'm almost inclined to say, let them have their way. And then when the economy tanks again, then when unemployment rate starts to rise again, we'll just do what they do. Say, okay, look at the timing. You guys came back in, and the crap hit the fan again. And I'm not so sure that they're all on the same page to begin with. I think her name is Nita Lowey, or Lowey. She's headed to become the head of the House Appropriations Committee. And she was doing an interview. And I don't know what she was doing. Well, she probably wasn't thinking at all. But let's hear what she had to say about what the goal is, how she's going to help push it all forward. Take a listen.
Should the majority look into these issues related to President Trump that has come up? The Space Force.
Yes.
James Comey's firing.
Yes.
The travel ban.
Yes.
The family separation policy.
Absolutely.
Hurricane relief in Puerto Rico.
Oh, it was absolutely inadequate.
White House staff use of personal email.
Oh, for sure.
That's just rich, isn't it, Rich? That's just rich, right? Caught red-handed, Hillary Clinton, right? Barack Obama, caught them red-handed, use it. That was no big deal. It happens all the time.
The president's business dealings abroad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. Clinton found, wrong press, I'm sorry.
And I want to see his tax return.
Yeah, that's right, I want to see it, because I can't even get this straight. I'm sure I can read through his tax returns. Unreal. This is what mark my words, I know I've been wrong before, but mark them anyway. For the next 2 years, this is what you have to look forward to. For the next 2 years, what you have to look forward to is a constant pounding of the drumbeat that Trump is guilty. He needs, they don't know what, but he's guilty of something, and by George, they're going to find it no matter what it takes. He needs to be impeached for what? We still don't know, but for something, I'm sure. And this is what we have to look forward to. And I'm going to tell you, it's because Republicans wouldn't take their proper place. It's because Republicans wouldn't do the job they were supposed to do. That's my personal opinion. You guys can go any direction you want to. We have had years to put this thing to bed with the why did we let Sessions hang out? Why did President Trump? I know you don't listen to the show, but I think that's one of your massive failures, Jeff Sessions. I really don't get this. When the day he recused himself, the next day you should have asked him for his resignation. This isn't the regular world. You can't just trust people because they were loyal to you in a race. Are you out of your mind? I don't think you are. Some people do. No, you have to bring people up that are loyal to the country, that are willing to stand. Look, here's the deal. What's the fellow's name? He just temporarily appointed as AG. Forget what his name is, but what did he say? We're going to simply enforce the law. Wow, there's a novel idea. We don't need an executive order. You're right. We don't need to do all this. just enforce the law as it's written. It's really that simple. Right? You don't need a whole you don't need a whole bunch of argument back and forth about it. As far as building the wall goes, where were the Republicans for 2 years? What happened? No, I'm not joking. I'm this serious. What happened? Now, there's ways he can get that done without their help. Right? They're talking about suing the president, going after the president, suing him to keep him from appointing the AG he wants to appoint. Is that what we've come to? We're going to sue the Dems. We're going to the sue happy Dems. Truly, they deserve the name obstructionists. Everything that he does, he is so in their heads that they complain about him having two scoops of ice cream. I mean, this is how far in their heads he is. They've got 85 subpoenas ready to go. This is how far in their heads there is. They're applauding Hillary Clinton running again in 2020. He's salivating at the chance. And I hope she does, because she's going to knock out the rest of them. This is going to be a take-no-prisoners for her. There's no way she's going to let this one slide through her fingers. What would this be, her third time? One, two. Yeah, third time's a charm, maybe. President Hillary. She's going to hate being called President Clinton, right? Because, I mean, think about that. And then I love these guys. So what happens now? So let's see. We impeach the president. And then what? Then we're going to go after Pence? That will be the next, because they hate him too. See, if they would be honest, this would be a whole lot easier to swallow. They just hate Republicans and what Republicans stand for. It's really what it boils down to. It has nothing to do with Trump and what he's done or not done, or Pence and what he's done or not done. This is strictly, and I mean strictly, about them wanting their way, wanting control. Not equality. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. In Arizona, the Democrat wins. Republican Martha McSally concedes the Arizona Senate race to Democrat Kristen Sinema after a vote recount, which has gone on now for a week since the midterm election. McSally on Twitter saying, "Congrats to Kristen Sinema. I wish her success. I'm grateful to all those who supported me in this journey. I'm inspired by Arizonan spirit, and our state's best days are ahead of us." To the wildfire crisis now in California, where three wildfires still not contained. At least 31 people killed, almost 7,000 homes and businesses destroyed. As for the situation in Malibu and the surrounding area, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says,
"Our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong winds."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And, you know, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up on the website, therealside.com. You'll find it on Facebook, wherever it is. You need to get engaged. You need to get involved. You know, I hate to sound really, I really didn't believe, and maybe I just didn't think they could go this far. I really didn't believe they would do this. I mean, we didn't believe that such far-left candidates would get elected. I mean, just, they are socialist candidates. And the way they're selling their poison, it's talking about how everybody gets a free education, health care. Free. This country didn't become great because it was a socialist nation. It didn't become great because of that. You really want to see what's going on across the world in a socialist environment? Take a look. And I really thought, I won't say I'm heartbroken, but I'm really upset at some of my pro-business friend Democrats that have now become Democrat at any cost. It doesn't matter. Well, let me tell you what, my friends that are pro-business Democrat, give it time. When they come after you and tell you you can't keep your money, when they come after you and tell you that what you're making too much, so they're going to take this much away from you, I want you to say, oh, you know what? Messina said that, and I don't believe him. You watch what happens. It's happened other places before. And under socialism, no, everybody doesn't get taken care of. And the people running the place, they're the ones that have the money. No one else, just them. BET founder says that Trump's economy is bringing black workers back into the labor force. It's terrible, isn't it? I don't understand what you guys voted for. This is why I say to you, either
either the Kool-Aid is so thick and so ingrained in the DNA of those that voted for some of these socialists, or they're really confused and they don't understand what's been done for them by President Trump. The economy's growing. We'll see what happens. The business environment's getting better. This is in front of from a bunch of old white guys. No. This is from the BET founder, who says Trump is doing great things for black America. Although I don't know why we have to have a black American, a white American, a brown American, an Asian American. I don't know why we have to do that. It's not what E Pluribus Unum means. Go look it up. He was the nation's first black billionaire. He spoke on a jobs report, which showed, you know, non-farm payrolls rising. You know, I mean seriously. And then the Labor Department reported unemployment rates among black workers were at its lowest. Now, this was back last January. It was the first time that their unemployment rate was the lowest it had been since the early 1970s, when the government camp really, really began tracking this data. And heavy towards the black American community. So I don't understand what you guys voted for. I do not understand. And you know, it's I'll just say it's not fair for me to ask Corey Duncan. You know, because Corey is a conservative. I would love a liberal to tell me to call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Call in and tell me where you're hurting and why. You know, I sat the other day and talked to two hardcore staunch Democrats. I really have a lot of appreciation for. You know, am I able to have open and frank discussions with them? And I finally, for the first time in all the years I've known them, when I was hearing one talking about how his house was expensive and the taxes were too high and this, that, and the other thing. And after a while, I finally looked at him and said, look, you know I like you guys, so I just need to put this out on the table and you've got to deal with it from there. Who told you to buy the house? Your house went up in value. You're more than happy to take advantage of the increase in the asset, but you don't want to pay more in taxes, yet you want everybody else to pay more in taxes. Do you hear what you're saying here? When do you take the responsibility yourself for what you do? You move into the house, it gets too expensive for you, sell it, get out, go to a cheaper place. The missteps you make are yours, not the government's, and the government doesn't have to cover you for the dumb things you do. To use a generic you. Right? I mean, they shouldn't bail you out for everything. You know, it's like my Christian friends. It's not God's fault that you bounced the check. It's yours. It's not God's will for everything that happens to you to happen to you. Some of it is just you being dumb. And it's the same thing in these other areas where a lot of my Democrat friends think that the government should cover your ills, your problems, your missteps. No, no, no. You should cover your ills, your problems, your missteps. Johnson has said before that he's known Trump for years. You know, and he believes that the president wants to work not only with the African American community, but all Americans to make sure the economy keeps moving in the right direction. You know, and again, I say to you people, I don't understand. You don't like the way the man talks. You don't like the way he comes across. But you got more food on your table. You got more money in your wallet. I don't get it. It's a total, as I like to say, it's a total puzzlement. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This was what I was talking about earlier. See, the stuff they can't say, I've got to start believing now. I didn't believe it before, but I'm starting to believe now. They want absolutely no rules. Or the rules, maybe they make them up as they go. I don't know. Right? But within 24 hours of Sessions being replaced by Matthew, I guess it's Whitaker, he basically ended asylum and said, we're going to do this by the law. Right? He's made a huge impact on how asylum seekers are processed at the southern border. Now, again, following the law. Now, the rule from the Department of Justice and Homeland Security say that who enter the country illegally and are captured will no longer be able to claim asylum and will instead be returned to their country of origin. Now, remember, on an expedited basis, and they have a right to do that. Remember, the asylum, I don't know the exact law. If somebody knows it, wants to pull it up and send it to me, that's fine. But apparently, if you're one country away, the rules are different than if you're two countries away. Consistent with our immigration laws, the president has the broad authority to suspend or restrict the entry of aliens into the United States if he determines it to be a national interest to do so. Today's rule applies the important principle to aliens who violate such a suspension or restriction regarding the southern border imposed by the president by invoking an express authority provided by Congress. It's the law. It's within the law. You can't try to second-guess the president. You can't try to decide whether he's being racist or whatever. That's not your right to do that. It's not even your place to do that. He went on to say, our asylum system is overwhelmed with too many meritless asylum claims from aliens who place a tremendous burden on our resources. They're preventing us from being able to expeditiously grant asylum to those who truly deserve it. He says, we're using authority granted to us by Congress to bar aliens who violate a presidential suspension of entry or other restriction from asylum eligibility. I mean, you take that, you want to translate that out of the federalese? He's basically saying those who cross into America illegally and then are captured cannot claim asylum. And that is according to the Immigration and Nationality Act, not according to an executive order. Right? The law holds that whenever the president finds an entry of an alien or aliens or any other class of aliens in the United States would be detrimental to the interests of, a nationalist term here, of the United States, he may simply by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, for such period, this is the law, doesn't say 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, could be years, couldn't it? He can suspend the entry of aliens, any aliens or all aliens of any class, immigrant, non-immigrant, or impose the entry of aliens, any restriction that he deems appropriate. That's pretty broad language, don't you think? How are they going to fight that one? The only way to gain political asylum, therefore, is to present oneself at the port of entry to the United States, which is what they've been asking for all along. Now, the lawyers for the Immigration Advocacy Organization say that it's violating the founding principle of federal asylum, right? Sure. Again, you can't get much broader than the president can do it for as long as he wants, and if he deems it dangerous and detrimental to the United States, God forbid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way.
We are back. There you go. That would have been perfect for yesterday. Somebody should play that at the Veterans event. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. So much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really just being part of it. You know, we were talking about it earlier, how the Democrats are just, their whole goal is to obstruct, obstruct, obstruct at this point in time. No, really. I mean, let's not figure out ways to keep more money on the table, bring more jobs in, bring more businesses in. No, no, no. Let's not think about any of that. Okay? No, let's go after how Trump is treating CNN, Amazon, The Washington Post. That's what they want to do. That's their goal. Remember what I said? It's investigate, 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 and then try to impeach. And the sad part about this is, if you guys remember, I was screaming to Republicans when they were trying to repeal Obamacare. And I kept saying the same thing. He's going to veto it. What did they vote? Almost 60 times to repeal Obamacare? What was that all about? He's gonna keep vetoing it if you get it to even if you get it to him. You don't have 2/3 of vote to override his veto. You wasted time. Just like you did over the last 2 years, you wasted time. I do not understand this. I don't understand you people. Again, this is one of my Republican friends. I know, I'll catch heat for this, but I don't care. You blew it. You're handing this all over to the Democrats who are going to do nothing but investigate Trump for 2 years. And maybe that's a strategy. I don't know. Maybe your strategy is to show people how when they got control, everything went to the tank. I don't know. But when today, what was it, the incoming chairman of the House Intelligence Committee said that when the new Congress seceded in January, Democrats plan to scrutinize whether President Trump's abuses authority by taking adverse action against retail giant Amazon. What action did he take? You mean when he asked the Postal Service to look into what they were charging because he felt like Amazon was getting an unfair shake? Well, look, I sell a lot on eBay. Do I get a break by selling on eBay? Did eBay make the same deal? Is it equal? Right? And then what did he do? CNN and Washington Post called him out for giving fake stories out? Yes, they have done fake stories. Adam Schiff, the height of the person of integrity, right, said in an interview with Axios on HBO that he and his colleagues will employ committee subpoena powers. That's right, which are backed by the legal threat of contempt of Congress. We've seen how much that worked, right? Didn't Eric Holder ignore those as well? Tell them to go pound sand? We should do the same thing. And then if you get in front of a judge or somebody shows up, you say, well, no, we're just taking the playbook of Eric Holder. We're going to do the same thing that Eric Holder did. We're going to use the same mindset that Eric Holder had. I'm sorry. How do you come against that? So that will prove, if they come after whoever they issue the subpoena for, that will prove that they see that there's two levels of law, one for them and one for everybody else. Wouldn't it? Schiff charged that Trump was secretly meeting with Postmaster General in an effort to browbeat her into raising postal rates on Amazon. Wow. Terrible. Terrible. Browbeat. Probably sat there and asked her, wait, how come they get a special deal? What compelled you to give them a better deal than anybody else? But Schiff's contention is that Jeff Bezos is the owner of the Washington Post, and the Washington Post regularly writes negative pieces about Trump. So that's how he's going to get to him. Give me a break. Right? I mean, always the president's fault. Always. The president signed an executive order earlier this year mandating a review of what he called the unsustainable financial path of the United States Postal Service. He's met with Postmaster General Megan Brennan several times to push for hikes for shipping rates paid for companies like Amazon, not just Amazon. How much does it cost to do it? You know, I mean, again, the Postal Service, I hear from some, they make all kinds of money. I hear from others that, no, they don't even break even. Wouldn't it be great to get a report on that? I hear from others that Congress already takes money from them that shouldn't. And again, Trump has gone after Bezos plenty of times. Whatever. Now, the UPS, or according to the article, the UPS has lost money for 11 years now. Right? Trump's critics have claimed that the package delivery, which, you know, has been a relatively bright spot for the service, because it competes with UPS and FedEx with, is not the main reason. Well, it doesn't matter whether it's the main reason or not. If they're taking a loss at that, if truly they're not making money at it, then they need to raise the rates. They raise the rates on us on a regular basis. I have a product that I've been selling through eBay for years now. And when I first started, it was $5.85 to ship, and it's now up to like $7-something. And that doesn't mean, I get it. Gas goes up, maintenance goes up. I get all that. I'm not complaining about the price going up. It should. But what I am complaining about is again, when you have these companies like this that take advantage of this, I want to know what it actually costs. Why is that so bad? Right? And I talked about this a little earlier. Let's go back to it again. Is that this merger, the merger that was supposed to be between some people are calling it a takeover, that the Trump administration opposed AT&T's $85 billion takeover of Time Warner on antitrust grounds. Now, there can't be any merit to that, right? I mean, I want you to think about something. I want you to think about what AT&T owns. You do know, what is it, Dish or one of the two satellite companies? So they would have the satellite company, they would have the cable company, and then they would have, all the AT&T services. And you don't think that that's too much power for one company? We broke these guys up back in, I don't know what it was. Was it the 70s or 80s? Because they had too much power. And this is okay? So they're saying that this is all because of how the president feels towards CNN. Well, what if it was just really the fact that we didn't want AT&T to have that much power? I don't get it. Schiff wants to know whether the effort to hold up the merger of the parent of CNN was a concern over antitrust or whether it was a personal vendetta. Everything that Trump does, according to the Democrats, is a personal vendetta. Is that really what we want? You know, the Republicans will be in power again. Although I don't think they have the spine to do what you guys do. But they will be in power again. And there will be problems again. This will never stop because it's him. Matter of fact, I think we've gotten to the point now, it won't matter who's in there. If it's a Republican conservative president in any way, shape, manner, or form, no way, no how. I think really what scares them right now, but they shouldn't be, is the fact that Trump will probably get two more Supreme Court picks. And as you guys have alluded to before, the problem is going to be this. You will expand the court if you get power again at some point in time. Until somebody decides to take on the Constitution to put a limit to how many Supreme Court justices. I don't remember when Eisenhower got really mad. Not Eisenhower. Roosevelt. Didn't like the fact that he wasn't getting what he was wanting out of the court. Not only, I don't know if you know this, but not only was he going to expand the court, the Supreme Court, but he was actually going to allow the justices' aides to have a half a vote each. Look it up. Their aides were, this was going to get crazy. Simple. Just keep it simple. We have so screwed this government up from the way our founding fathers wanted it to be. It's pathetic. They put safeguards in place, and what's happened? Our boys have learned how to get around the safeguards. Let's not look at why they were put in place and keep them in place. No, let's figure out a way to get around them. Nancy Pelosi, she's another one. She says, we're not scattershot. We're all doing any investigation for political purposes. Yeah, right. Okay. We just want the truth. Yeah, okay. Right. You didn't want the truth with Comey. You didn't want the truth with any of this. So don't start now. Comey was fired mostly by a letter because of what Rosenstein sent out. And yet you don't hold Rosenstein accountable for any of it. Rosenstein is a direct witness to everything that's gone on in that investigation. And yet you don't ask for him to recuse himself. But anyone that Trump puts up name-wise, you want them to recuse himself from the investigation. Again, this is not equality. This is not truth. This is not justice. This is control. That's what they want, is control. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55563. A blistering report that recently came out blasts the accusers of rapist Kavanaugh. Why? Don't all women tell the truth? I'm just asking a question. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just asking a question. And then we'll find out what's going on in healthcare. Why are the prices where they're at? Why aren't they going down? We'll learn more about that in the next hour. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just on the Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.